Hey, this is Josh Keaton, and you are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, this is Dan Gilbazan, voice of G1 Bumblebee, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to All Things Transformers.
Oh, and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure into the Transformers fandom is TFG1 Mike.
Hello.
Hello. So, lots to catch up on.
Yes. We've said this before, and we talked to Proto Man off-air about this, but the stress of needing to do news as it happens... I have been done with that crap for years because you know how sometimes you'll tell me your ulcers are acting up?
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole time I was doing, oh my God, evergreen content. Oh my God, we have to do this. We have to, I'm like, oh my God, my stomach is on fire. So as I've said in every episode of All Things Transformers, when we do the news, we are news reactors, not newsmakers.
Yep.
Where would you like to start, sir?
Well, I would like to start in third-party land.
Oh, Lord.
I've waited so long. Or as the original Megatron would say, I would have waited an eternity for this.
Mm-hmm. It's so, over, Megatron.
Yes. I am ecstatic. Originally, I had pre-ordered TransArt Toys third-party Optimal Optimus.
Yep.
And I was, for all intents and purposes, it's like, it's a masterpiece quality Transmetal Megatron, or Optimus Primal, and he's got show quality as far as the details. Mm-hmm. It's basically the same size as, or a little bit bigger than the original Optimal Optimus toy. Mm-hmm. But the head and like the backpack folds to his back to cover that section, and then on top of it his cannons fold in. Mm. And you know, the shields fold out to be like the shields in the show, and so yeah, it's just overall it's a nice figure. However, I will say that I had to cancel it because something better came along. Mm-hmm. And I do have an Optimal Optimus. It was more so like, and then it wasn't even to scale with the Megatron. I'm kind of the sense of it. I figure if I get it, it'll be like down the line. Mm-hmm. It's not my big concern right now. My big concern is getting the TransArt Toys Transmetal Megatron. Which is masterpiece size. So he is 10 inches tall. So he's actually an inch taller than the masterpiece Megatron OG.
Mm.
And so what I love about this is, do you remember when Toy World came out with that little miniaturized, basically basic class Megatron Transmetal a few years back?
Yeah.
The really janky,
mm-hmm.
wobbly figure. I was tempted for that, but with it, it'd be done so much better. I would rather own the original than own that one. Because at least the original shined, it had, you know, it wasn't a wobbly piece of crap. Yes, if you got the American version, it had gold plastic syndrome and rotted in your hand. But TransArt Toys, their track record is really good as far as following the Season 2 Transmetal figures. And they've done Transmutate, they've done Ravage, they've done Transmetal Cheetor and Transmetal Optimus Primal. And I have the Transmetal Optimus Primal, and because mm-hmm. I'm only doing Masterpiece for Megatron and Primal, it makes it so much easier, because then I have that certain level of quality that I'm looking for that. So I don't have the Masterpiece Megatron. I don't have, you know, like a Masterpiece Optimal Optimus, but I do have the Masterpiece Primal and Transmetal Primal. And of course I need this to go with my Transmetal Primal. To be fair, this is his like kind of end all be all main form that he had throughout season 2 and 3. Mm-hmm. And yes, while he didn't have the, you know, it as long as the original form, this is kind of where he got to be really dark and menacing and methodical with his planning. Like, it was less about, you know, oh, let's win this one battle. And it was more about, I'm going to destroy all of you.
Mm-hmm.
So I love the detail on this figure as far as the grayscale images are concerned. Someone actually did a color edit to show, and it is very, very show accurate. The faces on it, the helmet, the head, the dinosaur hands that in robot mode, you know how they would turn and he could use them as like shoulder blasters.
Mm-hmm.
So this actually has a ball joint, so they can do that. The fingers can actually move, so they're on ball joints too. So that, like, when he's being methodical in beast form and does the two-finger wiggle thing that he does, you know, you could do that with a figure. It's got the tail. It's got the hands are posable. Like, literally every detail, even the vertical takeoff and landing jets that he has, when he's in his quote unquote vehicle mode, that he can also fly with in robot mode. Those are on ball joints too, so they can turn. So overall, like, this figure looks spectacular, and I had to change my pre-order to this, because this is ultimately my last masterpiece that I care to get. Unless TransArt Toys comes out with a rat trap that's show accurate, for Transmetal, just because the backpack thing and everything else. But again, that I could live without that. I do have the original, but this Megatron, being that if you're going to pay the Takara price for the original toy, which was originally like $15-$20, or you spend this and you spend the same amount on eBay for the original that's 25 years old, or you can get this masterpiece, it's kind of a no-brainer. But So I'm super stoked for this. I hope that it has light up capability in the tail. I hope that it has the golden disc reader or the rubber ducky, or, you know, some of the things that are iconic with this Megatron form. If not, I might have to get some third party stuff. I'm already thinking about getting the third party like metallic coin golden discs, so mm-hmm. that I can shove it in his backpack as part of his you know, I don't know. It's just, and they're cool. But this to me is simply awesome that they're doing this. And I've been the biggest like proponent, going nuts for TransArt to do this for like a year or two online, and then for them to announce it this year for a 2022 first quarter release. I am ecstatic.
Yeah, the first quarter of 2022 isn't that far off at this point, folks.
No, and we haven't seen the colored images, but from my experience of seeing like the Primal and the mm-hmm. Cheetor and Ravage when they did that, it was literally from the time that they showed the pictures, it was like 4 months later that they started appearing in people's hands. I'm ecstatic for this figure. This is going to be one of my favorite pieces in my set. Like, I would contemplate getting rid of the dragon and getting the new Hasbro one coming out, just for the size purposes. Mm-hmm. Plus, it would scale better with the Optimal Optimus figure I have. But depending on how good it is, if it's the original toy, I have no cares for that. But I had it once. It's not show accurate. So, but for me, this is like the focal point, my favorite character design of Megatron, so I'm ecstatic for this. But yeah, we also had in the time of our last episode. We had the reveal of the new, now we've seen Tigertron all over the place, but he's starting to appear in stores now, the Kingdom one. But we got to see the Golden Disc, Gold, Mutant Head, Tigertron, and Terrorsaur.
That is interesting, the Mutant Head Tigertron thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. It's not something I would want if I was collecting actual action figures and not just Funkos, but it's interesting, and I'm glad they're doing it.
Well, it's based on the original toy that released, I think, over in Japan or China or something a long time ago. But what's interesting about it is they came up with a new backstory, as in he's hit with when the Vok basically go through and destroy, and you know the Quantum Surge basically wipes out everyone but Terrorsaur and Tigertron, and Tigertron goes evil temporarily because of Terrorsaur, and then two Autobots that are time displaced reactivate his maximal circuits, and then he realizes that he should be helping them, and then he switches back to maximal, and then they terminate Terrorsaur. But yeah, I'm ecstatic for this. I love the retool of Terrorsaur, despite it not being perfect. It's still the best we're probably ever going to get with that character because of how they parts form him in the show.
Right.
And honestly, I'm fine with getting that. I'm fine with getting Tigertron. I'm fine with just because they're basically affordable masterpiece, and I can tweak them with paint as necessary to make them how I want them, and it's all good from there. I'm just waiting to see a Tigertron at this point. But if not, I have BBTS for backup, because I need to buy two, one for me, one for the kid. but speaking of Tigertron as well, there's the vintage Beast Wars Tigertron reissue figure is going to be coming next year as well.
Yep.
For those interested in that, I have no interest in the original because, one, I missed out the first time, so I don't have the nostalgia, whereas I did for the Cheetor figure. But the new Tigertron just looks like Tigertron, so I don't have to worry about it.
Cool. What else you got? Anything else, or is that all for the Beast Wars segment?
Well, there's the Hall of Fame 2021 fan vote up.
Yeah. All right, let's go there. Over on TFW2005.com, folks, and I'm sure other Transformers websites as well, but we're using TFW this time around. Attention to all fans and collectors, the new Transformers Hall of Fame 2021 fan vote is up. Get ready to cast your votes. This year, you can cast your vote via an online survey hosted via Google Docs until October 19th. Oh, well, maybe we shouldn't talk about this story considering we're recording
it happened, this. Yes. But the thing that was confusing was they had a Hall of Fame already for half of the Beast Wars cast from Season 1. So I was a little confused when they put out this survey of, you know, for the Hall of Fame 2021 fan vote. They were like, what's your favorite Beast Wars Season 1 character and then your favorite War for Cybertron Kingdom figure? And I was a little confused when that went up because, okay, I get the figure. Even though they're still letting you vote on this. The weird thing is Primal, Dinobot, I think Waspinator, and then Megatron are in the Hall of Fame already.
Uh-huh, yep.
And yet you can vote for them again. So, of course, I voted Megatron, and then I, as far as the toy, I voted the Beast Megatron because it's a pretty solid figure, to be honest.
Yep.
I would have, you know, given some of the other ones, maybe Tigertron, the points too, but I don't have it in hand to actually physically dissect the quality of the plastic, so Megatron had to get it. But yeah, I don't know. I was just, like I said, I was a little confused on that, and
I'm not in my right mind tonight, folks, so anyway. All right, so I do know this is upcoming, and it's not past time for this one. We just chatted with Protoman from TFCon in his Transformers Origins episode, the last podcast we did. And now we get Paul Eiding, the voice of Perceptor and the Quintesson from G1, is going to be at TFCon Toronto 2021 from December 10th to 12th. Merry Christmas to us. We get to see Paul Eiding at TFCon Toronto. Yay, that is absolutely awesome. And the sad thing is, I don't know how I never knew this, but in almost 35 years... I never knew it was Paul Eiding doing the voices of the Quintesson. The face they show is the death face, so I assume it's just that one. Maybe other voice actors with the other voices, but not sure. But that's cool. And then I've got two movie news things: action scenes between Autobots and Terracons in Cuzco, and explosions! Yay! I think I said this off air, and I'm going to say it on air anyway, because I just don't give a shit. I don't know who's taking this cell phone footage. I don't know if it's a crew member or if it's just some passerby. We live in an age where you have the Samsung Galaxy S21 Ultra and the iPhone 12 Pro Max, because nobody knows what the hell the 13 Pro Max is doing yet. But use landscape mode for these. Anyway. So yeah, there are three spoilerific videos in this this one article. And then the other movie article is about Scourge showing off his grill.
Yeah, I wasn't that impressed. I honestly don't need another bounty hunter. They did that in the last movie before the Bumblebee movie, and it kind of was crap.
Yeah. All right, switching gears then. We have finally an updated synopsis for Transformers Cyberverse Season 4. Season 4 will consist of two TV movies titled The Immobilizer and The Perfect Decepticon. These will be hitting screens via Netflix on November 21st, 2021. According to a brochure TFW 2005 received, this will be the final season of the series. Hopefully it'll actually give us some closure, but I don't think so. So, spoilers, folks. Spoilers, spoilers, spoilers. If you don't want to hear this, then close your ears, fast forward the podcast 15 seconds or whatever. For the Immobilizer... When the entire planet of Cybertron becomes frozen in time, it is up to Grimlock and his new Dinobot friends to save everyone. The Perfect Decepticon. The peace treaty between the Autobots and Decepticons is put to the test when Tarn arrives, bringing a war from another reality. I gotta really catch up on Cyberverse. I mean, I know we kinda did it season by season for a while there here on the podcast, but... I really don't... What I remember is basically season one and Bumblebee having to get his memory back. That's really what I remember. I remember...
It got better as it...
No. Yeah, no. I know it got better.
I just didn't care for that whole first season because of the memory glitch issue.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was a story thing. It was fine. It was fine for one season. And then, obviously, season two and season three, we got other things. And I know we got Cheetor, and we got Hot Rod, and we got Dark Hot Rod, and we got all... I remember some of the stuff. It's just, in order to refresh my memory, I think I'm going to have to go back to that third season and just see, just remind myself. Final thing I have is the... I assume. See, war. Oh, okay. War for Cyber. I thought it was a Super 7 thing. Thank God it's not. My kingdom of desolation! Did I ask you for deliverance? Did I? Decepticons! Your leader has returned! Long live the Empire! Long live! new Transformers War for Cybertron reformatting Galvatron and Unicron accessory pack. So this is just like the reformatted Megatron. It's the other side. It's the Galvatron.
And I don't know. I kind of dig it, even though it's completely purple.
Dude, I love the Tron lines. Yeah, it's amazing. This thing looks great.
And this is basically just a red figure, right?
I think so.
Because, I mean, for a red figure, I would pick it up. But it looks like it transforms.
Yeah, no, it can't be a red figure because red figures don't transform. So this is War for Cybertron reformatted Galvatron. It may not be the leader class or whatever the main War for Cybertron Galvatron is, but this thing looks badass. I love it.
Like I said, I love the Tron lines.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That to me is a huge draw.
Yeah, like I almost want to get the Megatron version in this version and like have them standing back to back or side by side or have you put up, I'll take a picture of it and have you do some sort of weird melding of the two. That head sculpt. Oh man.
Yeah. If it was a choice between this one or the one that has the color palette of the original figure from the '80s,
mm-hmm.
I would take this in a heartbeat.
Oh yeah, man. I love this.
I love the main design, but to be honest, I think this one is the one that draws my eye the most.
We finally have a Decepticon Matrix because they repainted the Matrix necklace thing purple. Sorry. I'm a little excited in case you can't tell, folks.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I'm looking at one of the pictures in this post from TFW 2005. It is reformatted War for Cybertron Kingdom Galvatron. So it is the full, because he comes with the ships, he comes with the Matrix, he comes with everything. So wow. Yeah, damn. Forget that
G1 toy version. Not $60 I want to throw away, but I like the figure.
Yeah, again, and like I've said a million times on this show, not necessarily wanting people to send me money. I'm not asking anyone to do that. If I was actually able to collect, like, I can't even collect Funkos halftime anymore. I don't even remember. I think my giant 10-inch Soundwave one was the last one I bought. But anyway, the point is, if I was still actively collecting, oh man, I would get this in a heartbeat. This looks so cool.
Yeah, if I was getting things other than Beast Wars characters, I would probably pick this up.
Oh man, this is so friggin' cool. So good. So awesome.
I need a core version of this. So it's an $11 toy instead of a $60 toy. Well, I do have this. I do have the core Soundwave and the core Megatron. And to be honest, the core figures, they transform just the same and they look just as awesome. Like Soundwave transforms just like the 80s one.
Yeah. Oh, wow. This comes with three. Okay, so this thing, man, no wonder. No wonder it's $60. I don't care. Like, oh, man, if I had an extra $60, I'd definitely get this, especially to send some things to you because the ships are colored. You get the Autobot Shuttle, the Revenge Starship, the Decepticon Revenge, and you get the Quintesson Cruiser. You get Autobot minifigures, which are gray plastic, unpainted. You and your paint skills could change Ultra Magnus, Perceptor, RC, Cup, Grimlock, Slag/Slug, Swoop, and Snarl. No Sludge. Decepticon minifigures include Megatron, Scourge, Cyclonus, Ramjet, and Soundwave. Like, seriously, I really want to go to BBTS right now and pre-order this thing, even though I don't have the money for it. between this, the Ravage, and the other reformatting Megatron...
You want the new Ravage figure.
Decepticons forever!
Of course I want the... Do I want it? Yes. Am I going to get it? No.
Well, the Ravage figure, it depends. If it ever hits BBTS...
True.
If, because sometimes those exclusives do get bought up by these other parties, and then they
And then they resell.
They end up there. If it does, I will get it. I'm not going to fight on Hasbro Pulse to get it, though.
Oh no, no, no! Yeah, no, 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 no. And this is the same thing. Like, you know, oh, we got the first look of this figure in August. Really? Anyway, but like between the Ravage, this Galvatron, and the translucent, the reformatting Megatron, like, man, I'm all about the Decepticons right now, because holy crap, that is so cool.
Speaking of other things, they have a Ultra Magnus from Kingdom that is basically fat Optimus Prime.
Jesus.
It's Takara Kingdom Ultra Magnus into Optimus Prime Cab Redeco, and it comes with the 10 Segurity stands, which are the ones that they wobble and they hold by some kind of a wire system, that like an anti-gravity thing. And it comes with the main blaster of Ultra Magnus too. People are already posting pictures of this. They're like, my plans for the armor, and then they show like a mega like red and blue Optimus Prime armor. Custom with this thing, and people are like, they should have repainted him to look more like Energon Prime. I mean, it looks cool. I have the Siege Ultra Magnus figure, which, to be honest, looks for my custom Optimus Prime, it looks really cool for that. But I already have an Optimus Prime from War for Cybertron. I actually repainted him so he has the G2 color palette.
Oh.
Well, it's basically, it's almost the same as the animation model. It's just not that subdued blue and red. It's the brighter, you know, colors that you would see in the animation. They just didn't put it on the original toy. They put it in the show, and they put it on the G2 figures.
Cool.
So. Yep, and then, of course, the Transformers HasLab Victory Saber was fully funded. So
yes.
Everybody gets all the goodies from that.
Okay, again, if this was TFU and Mike back in 2010, like all these pictures I have of my desk back then with all the classic, the original G1 toys that I rebought off of eBay and things like, if this was back then, I would be stoked to get that Unicron. I don't know where I'd put it, but I'd be stoked to get that. Some of the HasLab stuff to me makes sense, and that's fine. It's what they want to do. That's fine. It's on them. And not everyone has the same taste as me and blah, 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 and everything else. I'm happy for the people that want to get Victory Saber. I just have zero interest in that figure.
Yeah, I have zero interest in it. I would much rather get, you know, like a fan-funded Beast Machines Megatron.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that goes to the cloak or his optimal Megatron form.
Yeah.
Or like the other like 8 drones that he went into.
True.
Yeah, you need the cloak to Megatron, and then you need the diagnostic drone with him.
That's true.
Anyways.
I think the other thing we should mention is that
someone important to Transformers.
Yes, but I wasn't going to go there just yet.
Okay.
I think we should always end the podcast on a down ending. It's what life is, a series of down
endings. So give them all the good stuff at the beginning, and then if they want to shut it off, they miss the.
Exactly. Like, you know, life is full of down endings. All his Jedi had was a bunch of Muppets. Anyway, October 22nd and 23rd, two epic days, Hasbro PulseCon 2021. So that's going on. So there's probably going to be all kinds of reveals. And this image that they have here, I'm not clicking on the video because I don't want it to play in my headphones. But on their main page of their website, the it's like a yellow and blue shaded G1 Megatron. And I'm like, that's a little weird, but okay, sure, fine. We do have, let's see, day one will be Power Rangers and Ghostbusters and then Transformers fan product panel at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Hasbro panel for Star Wars, Hasbro Pulse Premium early access starts, and then October 23rd, I'm trying to find the...
Well, the 22nd, they have a Transformers fan product panel.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Listen, I said that. Aren't listening.
Yeah, I said that. It's at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. That's what I said. Musical guest Weezer. Why would you have on day two musical guest Weezer? Like, don't get me wrong. I like Weezer.
I like Weezer too, but it's an odd choice.
Really, Hasbro? You're really going to smoke on that hash pipe? Really? Come on. It doesn't look like day two has any other Transformers stuff as far as I can see on here. So there's that. And yes, folks, it is with heavy hearts, and you will see the In Loving Memory video in the post on the website, geekcastradio.com, because I embedded it from the Hasbro YouTube channel. The CEO of Hasbro, Brian Goldner, has passed away.
Is there any advice that Al gave you?
Yeah. Al always has given me a great advice. His best advice, though, was stay away from Hollywood. I don't think I actually abided by that very much.
Brian, from the day I met him, was someone that I believed in another decade or so would be the CEO of the company.
Our company together, individuals together, achieving more than any of us could achieve by ourselves.
I never met the man, but watching several videos and hearing, I will actually also be embedding Proto Man's news story about this from Transformers Slag podcast, because Proto Man, I guess, met him a few times, and he just talks about how nice the guy was and everything else and how, you know, he really was. Even though we always say, oh, those people at Hasbro, they don't know what they're doing. No, this dude, he was in it for the love of the brands. So it's sad to see him go. It sucks that he passed away. But yes, Brian Goldner, CEO of Hasbro, has passed away. It's going to be interesting to see what happens next with Hasbro. Anything else we need to bring up? I will say, from New York Comic Con a few weeks ago, Funko announced that they are doing, or at least it was shown off. They haven't actually announced it yet, but the next Funko Pop figure is going to be Trax, G1 Trax for Transformers. So that's going to be interesting. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I think that's it, bud.
I think that's it too.
Next time, I don't know what we're doing, folks. Steve is Megatron is basically taking his rubber ducky and destroying his home.
Well, I'm redesigning my office.
Yeah,
because it needs it.
Yes,
just put in a new ceiling light the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they installed this home, they put all these like weird like domey light fixtures up. I hate them. I've replaced them in three of the bedrooms upstairs with ceiling fan lights, which didn't cost that much, honestly. I just had to figure out how to mount them. Last time I did a ceiling fan was my Michigan house, and then in my office I hated this light. Like, it, because it had a dome, it created a weird lighting effect.
Right.
So I bought an LED light fixture that's just an LED panel. It was like $25. And it has three color temperatures, so I can unscrew it just from the ceiling plate, and I can change it to 3000K lighting, 4000K lighting, or 5000K lighting, and I like 5000K lighting. But it doesn't have like the high heat that the other one held. Because the amount of wires this thing needed, because it was a three bulb fixture, and as I go through the house and I replace things in rooms, I replace them with different fixtures because I hate those lights. So my room is very bright right now because I installed it before painting my ceiling. And yeah, so anyways, I'm painting my ceiling white, and then I'm painting my walls in the color is called cyberspace.
Okay.
It's dark gray. It's like a dark gray all near black. But it, right. I'm my room is going to be a studio. So
yeah,
I have the new desk, so it won't take up as much of the room as this one does. I mean, I only use, I have a U-shaped desk. I only use the L portion. The other portion, the cat jumps the crap all over. So, but this new one has like a keyboard tray. It has, it's got all kinds of nice stuff. I got some new hutches that are separate. So instead of one continuous hutch, I have two separate ones, which are going to be beneficial to display purposes. But yeah, so it, my office is going to look totally different. I'm not sure the ambience or the sound. I'm going to have to play around with that as I set back up, but I don't know when that's going to be. It'll probably be 2-3 weeks.
Yeah,
because production at work with an audio drama, and then I'll be back to this.
Yep. So Steve is going to take some time off while he gets his renovations done and his real job done. I kind of already have one Origins guest lined up. It's nobody you. It's nobody you. Like, oh my God, it's not a Chris McFeely.
Oh, okay.
My buddy Mikey, who does the Carter Man comic with me and who did the Pullbag Origins with me, Mikey from Moonbase 2 podcast, he apparently listened to the Proto Man episode and he said, oh yeah, by the way, I listened to that Proto Man episode. Great job on that. I'd love to be. I'm like, sure, anytime. Just let me know. Because I figure with Origins, whether it's HETF or any of the other Origin stuff I do, unless it's somebody you really want to talk to, I can just go to town. So there may or may not be new HETFs between the time that people hear this and the time that Megatron makes his triumphant return.
And there's the possibility, too, somewhere in between there, I may get... There's a good possibility I'll have the room back together next week. I say that because I have to wait for the ceiling to dry. We've learned this unfortunate circumstance that if you don't give the ceiling adequate time to dry before you tape it off for the walls, then it peels really bad.
Yes, and it does.
Now, we've done that after like 2 days, which apparently is not long enough. So I'm giving the room until Sunday. And then I'm going to tape off the ceiling for the walls, and then I'm going to paint the room on Sunday, Monday, and then, despite work, actually I won't be able to do jack on Sunday because I'll be working all day. But yeah, so anyways, I'll be able to get the room back together. I'm guessing by the week after next, I'll be back in full force on that Monday because I'm not going to wait long to put my room back together.
He's OCD, folks, and he moves like lightning.
We used to move like every couple of years, and packed in 3 days.
Yeah, I don't mean you like actual. No, I don't mean the moving part of the house thing. I mean your set, like literally. You had everything that I needed upstairs at my wedding in like 10 seconds. It would have taken me 45 minutes to do what you did. So that's what I mean about you being OCD and needing to get it done is like you move like lightning. So the other thing that's actually coming up next is that it's been a while, but Stan Bush is returning to All Things Transformers because Stan has a 10 CD box set that he is putting out. It's a collection of all of his albums. Not all of them, but it's all of the. I'd have to.
What was that?
That was Evan. The purest, most vibrant, most perfect harmony I've ever heard.
You got the touch.
This is Stan Bush.
All right, folks. So the Stan Bush Collection 10 CD box set features the CDs of Every Beat of My Heart, The Child Within, Call to Action, Heaven, Shine, In This Life, Dream the Dream, The Ultimate, Change the World, and Dare to Dream. So that's what it features. I wish somehow he and Vince could get together and reissue that BotCon disc from 1997. That would be awesome. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So yeah, I'm going to have a quick chat with Stan Bush coming up next here on All Things Transformers, catch up with Stan, see what he's doing alongside, you know, the whole box set thing, and if he's got another album coming out at some point, who knows, I don't know. Yeah, that's pretty much what's going on. Where can the people find you online, sir?
Well, they can find me on the Twitters at SCP21 or at SteveFillipsVO.
Yay, you're starting to remember to do both now. I am at TF2 and Mike. You can also follow at All Things TFV3, as well as at Geekcast Radio for all the other network updates. Take it away, Megatron.
Until next time, transform and transcend. Yes.
Now, a nice and nifty musical selection for easy listening. Hold on to your dancing shoes and go, man, go!